WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. When immigrants come to the U.S. seeking asylum, they go through an interview to determine if they will be allowed to stay. For those who speak less common languages, getting this interview in their native tongue can be a challenge. The Gulf States Newsroom's Bobby Jean Misick has the story of two asylum seekers who have languished in detention centers in Louisiana and Mississippi. And a warning, the story does include descriptions of violence.
Bisa is a language that's considered rare in the United States, but in West Africa, nearly 2 million people speak it, including Musa. He's from Burkina Faso. Musa says he used to mine gold in a village near Fada and Gourma, in eastern Burkina Faso. In August 2020, he says terrorists attacked the village.
They started killing people. They beat me, they tortured me, and used machetes on me. My whole body was bloody.
Musa is not his real name. We're using a pseudonym because he's afraid that revealing his identity could affect his asylum case. Musa was able to get a flight out and traveled for months through South and Central America.
When I got to Panama, I couldn't even walk.
After he arrived in the U.S. and asked for asylum, he was sent to Adams County Correctional Center, a private detention facility in Natchez, Mississippi. It's in Immigration and Customs Enforcement's New Orleans field office, which became a hub for detainees during the Trump administration. That's where he went through his credible fear interview. It's a screening process in which asylum seekers explain their reasons for fleeing their home countries. Musa was told asylum officers couldn't find a Bisa interpreter.
They wanted me to do it in French, and I told them that I don't speak French. I didn't go to school.
Burkina Faso is a former colony of France, so French is its official language, but many people are more fluent in local languages.
I think there's something especially cruel about forcing people to be interviewed in the language of their country's colonizers.
That's Mitch Gonzalez, an attorney with the Southern Poverty Law Center who's representing Musa. He says this interview is just the first step in a long process.
It's supposed to be a low threshold finding that your fear is credible.
And Musa says the danger he faces is clear.
If they take me back to Burkina Faso, I am going to die.
Northern Burkina Faso has seen an escalation of extremist violence.
Since 2015, journalists have been documenting how groups including Al-Qaeda and Islamic State affiliates have been terrorizing Burkina Faso. And just last month, the president was overthrown in a military coup for his mishandling of extremist violence. But an asylum officer found that Musa's fear was not credible or negative. Musa and Gonzalez believe there was a communication breakdown with the French interpreter. Another Bisa speaker from Burkina Faso named Amadou, also a pseudonym, had a similar experience.
He answered, "I don't know," approximately 9 times during his credible fear interview.
Gonzalez is Amadou's lawyer too.
Which to me would indicate maybe this man does not understand what the interpreter is saying.
The Department of Homeland Security policy states that if no interpreter can be found, asylum seekers should be able to skip the credible fear interview and make their initial claim in front of an immigration judge. In this case, they can bring their own interpreter. A representative from U.S. Customs and Immigration Services confirmed this is what should happen. But Amadou also ended up doing his interview in French after his request for a Bisa interpreter was denied 3 times.
I thought that it was the way to be released because when somebody get the interview done, they no longer staying there.
But he also received a negative credible fear determination, like Musa. The two men were transferred from Mississippi to another detention center in Louisiana. They were both detained for nearly 8 months.
The time that I was spending there and the treatment kind of messed up my brain.
When asked about why Amadou and Musa didn't get the accommodations outlined in the policy, a representative from Customs and Immigration said the agency, quote, cannot speak to a specific case or speak in hypotheticals. When Gonzalez, at the Southern Poverty Law Center, got involved in their cases, he got them released to sponsors in other parts of the country. An asylum office in the Midwest did grant Amadou the opportunity to make his asylum claim in front of a judge there. Another office on the East Coast is reviewing Musa's case. A year and a half since they fled their home country, they are still waiting to see if they'll get the protection they desperately want. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Bobby Jean Mizik.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a collaboration of public media stations in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.